Hello, Awe Islanders. Thank you so much for listening today. For the grown-ups who are listening, if you enjoy our show, would you please give us a rating or a review on Apple Podcasts? 5-star ratings make it easier for new listeners to find us, so that we can continue to spread our messages of kindness, acceptance, and gratitude to kids and families all over the world. We appreciate your help so much. Thank you.
If you love listening to our stories and meditations, please become a member of Be Calm on Awe Island podcast on Patreon. You'll find all your favorite episodes there, an extra story each week to relax to, and so much more. Join us on Patreon to help us grow and bring you more of the content you've requested. Thank you for listening. Now, let's relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's take 3 deep dragon breaths and relax. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly, deep breath in and out. Today you are going to think about how your body feels resting on Earth. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You will start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your earthy spot? It is a warm and cozy beach. The sun is shining on the sand, causing each grain to sparkle. You sit down in the soft, warm sand. The sand hugs you as you lie back on the cozy beach. Think about your feet as you push your toes into the sand. Focus on how your feet feel. Are they warm and cozy? Does the warm sand tickle the bottom of your feet? Do you feel the soft grains slide in between your toes, gently rubbing your feet? Let the sand hug your feet and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? You feel a comforting squeeze from the kind earth. Sand surrounds and hugs your legs tight. The warmth of the beach draws you into deeper relaxation. Focus on your back. How does it feel? The soft beach supports you and gives you a big, teddy bear hug. Relax down into the sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. How do your hands feel? Your hands are open, with your fingers spread out, allowing the grains of sand to fall between them. Your hands relax as they settle into the safe, warm sand. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Your arms slowly soften, surrounded by the warm and gentle sand. Focus on your shoulders. Let them relax into the warm sand and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The beach holds your shoulders gently and gives you a nice, cozy hug. Focus on your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel the sand support your head, like a pillow, as you lie back on the cozy beach. Notice and enjoy the feeling of comfort as the sand gently cushions your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. Warm sand supports your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax and feel the earth hug you tightly. As you continue to relax in the cozy, warm sand, let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and breathe fire out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one, fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Dragon's New Friends. Anora danced in her living room, eager to see Javier and Brian. They would be there any minute. She noticed a bit of movement outside and hurried to the front door. Even before Javier and Brian had pushed the doorbell, Anora had opened the door, smiling widely. "Are you guys ready for another hike?" she asked. Javier and Brian returned her smile and shouted, "Yes." They were just as excited as Anora to be exploring the forest. Anora skipped out the door and said, "Follow me." She led them through the meadow next to her house. The tall grasses and wildflowers rippled with each passing breeze. The three friends stopped for a moment and took a deep dragon breath. In and out. Ah, Javier said with a smile, enjoying the delicate scent of the flowers. Honora and Brian nodded in agreement. Then Honora and Javier started walking again, with Brian rolling right beside them. As they continued on the path, Brian laughed and said, "This ground is so bouncy." Winfield the wheelchair's large off-road wheels cushioned the bumps on the trail so that Brian bounced. Brian had never rolled Winfield on such a soft surface before. With each bounce, Brian giggled, causing his friends to giggle too. Their giggles grew and grew into belly-shaking laughter, and the three friends laughed their way toward the edge of the meadow. Continuing forward on the path, Honora gently moved some of the tall grass to the side. Surprised, a blue butterfly flew up into the air. The curious butterfly gently flitted around her, then over to Javier, and finally investigating Brian and Winfield. Almost as if the little butterfly had signaled her approval, suddenly, the meadow filled with butterflies dancing. The friends stopped once more, awed by the spectacular sight. As they watched the butterflies, they also became aware of a new sound. The butterflies settled back down on the flowers as the breeze carried a gentle trickling sound towards Honora, Javier, and Brian. Feeling a bit curious himself, Javier listened closely and began to search for the source of the sound. Now, Honora and Brian followed him as the meadow trail led Javier into the forest. The gentle trickle grew louder. In fact, it now sounded like someone had left a faucet running. A little frog hopped in front of Javier, startling him into a laugh. Javier smiled, knowing a creek must be nearby. Honora spotted another frog springing across the path. Then Javier stopped and said, "Wow," as he looked ahead. Honora and Brian stopped next to him. He had found another incredible sight. Flowing water splashed down in front of them, rolling into a little waterfall. The three friends followed the water's path as it tumbled over a log and swirled around some smooth stones before it hurried along the creek bed. As Honora, Brian, and Javier enjoyed the soothing sight of the water, they noticed more sounds filling the air. Frogs and toads grinned up at them from the log and sang, filling the forest with a soothing melody. Sunshine filtered through the leaves of the trees and sparkled on the gently flowing water. Then, Honora quietly motioned to her friends to follow her gaze. They saw a turtle stretched out on a sunlit log, absorbing the warmth. The three friends took a deep dragon breath in and out. Enjoying the sights and sounds of the peaceful scene for a moment. Then, Honora smiled at her friends and said, "Okay, next stop, Dragon's Cave. It's not far from here. We're right behind you, Brian said, sharing a look with Javier. He and Javier were still a little skeptical that there really was a dragon in the forest. The three friends continued just a little further into the forest. Then, Honora gently moved some branches aside so her friends could roll into a forest clearing. Javier and Brian noticed a cave tucked behind a large bush. Honora hurried over to it and called out, "Hello, dragon. I have some new friends for you to meet." Hearing Honora's call, Dragon hurried out of the cave to meet the new friends. Dragon smiled and waved hello to the surprised boys. With mouths hanging open, they waved back to the friendly dragon. With a little giggle at the boys' expressions, Honora introduced them to Dragon. "Dragon, this is Javier, and this is Brian." Finally finding his voice, Brian added, "And this is Winfield, my wheelchair." Javier swallowed and then chimed in with a, "Nice to meet you." Dragon smiled and nodded, welcoming the friends into the cave. Brian rolled Winfield into the cool cave first, curious to see Dragon's home. Javier followed him, shaking his head in disbelief that they were seeing a real live dragon. Eager to see their every reaction, Honora entered the cave last. Brian's eyes slowly grew accustomed to the low light. Dragon realized things were a little dark and took a deep dragon breath in and out. The fire from Dragon's breath lit a candle, and the cozy home came into view. Throughout the cave, Brian and Javier got glimpses of Dragon's incredible kindness, and they felt more and more at ease. Eventually, they all settled down in the cave, enjoying each other's company. After relaxing with Dragon for a while, the friends realized it was time to go home. They thanked Dragon for a lovely afternoon and made their way back through the forest. Brian and Javier were excited to meet a real dragon and amazed that the dragon was so kind. Honora smiled and said, "Yes, Dragon is pretty wonderful. Sometimes Dragon comes to the park to play. And now that Dragon has met you, maybe you'll see Dragon there too." As they reached Honora's house, the boys waved goodbye. It was time to go home. It had been a wonderful day, Honora thought, as she started her bedtime routine. She yawned before she stretched and fell back into her soft pillow. Honora settled into her bed and thought of all she had to be grateful for. Honora felt grateful to be able to share her favorite forest hike with her friends. She felt happy to have introduced Dragon to Brian, Winfield, and Javier. Most of all, Honora felt thankful that now Brian and Javier would be able to share a friendship with Dragon as well. Honora hugged herself tight and relaxed, wishing everyone a peaceful rest. She took a deep dragon breath in and out. Honora took another calming dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then she took one more deep dragon breath in and out. Her mind quieted, and Honora fell asleep, imagining the fun she would have with Dragon and all her friends. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.